Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Crank it, DJ. Let's blow out a few tubes here. Just crank it all the way. Turn it up to 11. Oh, you got the bat? Finally, some good news. It's going to be in the 50s next week, and there will be a season this year. Mike Max is here with the very latest. Maxie, thanks for joining us early today. What do we know?
Well, basically, it's over. They haven't officially announced it yet, but they've come to an agreement in principle. They tabled the, I don't even think people care about this stuff in terms of the issues that were in the way, but they tabled the international draft, which was a real sticking point yesterday, and said, we'll revisit that by July 25th. And basically, that cleared the way for them, because they knew they were close on the other issues, to fill it in so that they could get back to work. So I don't think most of these things, you know, are out of the grasp of most of the fans, and you got to really study it or want to know economics to know about it. The bottom line is they're going to be playing baseball again with a tentative target date of April 7th as the first game, and I assume then they're going to try to get in all 162 games or close to. And I don't know if they'll just resume the schedule wherever it is right now, or, you know, because that could be the Twins' home opener. All those things yet to be worked out and figured out, but it really doesn't matter right now, because they're going to be playing baseball sooner than later.
Yeah, absolutely. And we want to get reaction from Twins fans. Call us, text us right now, 651-461-9226. What do you think? You excited? Thrilled? Ambivalent? I'm very happy. I mean, it doesn't seem like spring without the Twins, so I'm excited. It still needs to be ratified, though, right, Maxie?
Yeah, but they wouldn't be this far along if they didn't know they were going to ratify it. I mean, they wouldn't get to this point and then have, because the leadership tells the players what to do, like a lot of unions, right? That's why you have these guys elected. If they say this is a good deal, and if they got past the international draft, which obviously a lot of the union members had a problem with, so if they could take that out of the equation, which they did, there's no reason this isn't a clear path to ratification.
Maxie, I'm some of the details here. 9-inning doubleheaders, no man on second in extra innings.
Yep.
Free agency begins tonight. And again, what I'm seeing, 162 game season, a full season. And you are correct, tentatively opening day on April 7th, which is what? A week later than average, or
yeah,
is that
so yeah,
2 weeks?
March 31st would have been the opener, not necessarily for the Twins, but for Major League Baseball. So
right.
Basically, they lose a week. They you know, they get the week of spring training. They got to figure out how to make those games up, doubleheaders, etc., during the year or dates that could be fairly complex. But at this point, it doesn't matter that much. The fact that they're going two, I thought that with the more games, they might stick with 2 7-inning games. But obviously for the doubleheader, but obviously they've decided on 2 9-inning games, and they're taking the player off of second base for extra innings. That was another thing that was meant to save pitching. Same with the doubleheaders, that were, you know, you didn't want these games to go too long, and you wanted an ending sooner than later. So I'm a little surprised they went with that, because you don't want to tax the arms. But maybe, you know, players say, hey, more pitchers getting more big league service time is what it's about.
It has nothing to do with our short attention spans.
Well, I always thought that was it, you know. I mean, really, I thought that was a great experiment to see, because you know, a lot of people go to a game, and after 3 hours, they've checked out, you know, unless that game is really tight. And
right.
You know, it's like, hey, it's 10 o'clock. I got to go to work tomorrow. You know, been there, done that. Let's go. So I thought that was kind of a neat way to address that.
Yeah. Hey, so, Maxie, when people come up, tap you on the shoulder and say, hey, assuming there is a season, what's the prognosis for the Twins? Are you excited? What are some of the challenges? Where are they strong? Where are the weaknesses? What's your evaluation of where the Twins sit today in terms of having a good season?
It's funny you say that because, nobody's asked about, who they're going to sign and whatnot, because all the focus has been on, are they going to play? Now, once they say they're going to play, boom, you immediately go to who they're going to sign. And and it's going to be a frenzy. They need, with Jose Barrios and Kenta Maeda lost after last year, traded an injury, they got to go right in and dip their toe in the starting pitching waters. Now, problematic to that is that get in line, right? Every major league team is looking for starting pitching. So they're going to have to find, I would guess, what they're going to be looking for is some of those mid-level B-minus, B-type pitchers in terms of a grade that can give you some innings. I would think that would be priority number one for them. Mm-hmm. As you look at their roster and you assume Byron Buxton's healthy and going to give you X amount of games this year, I think you have to make that assumption going in. They've got a lot of those position players spoken for and under contract right now. So you need to get right to the core of it and say, how do we fortify pitching right out of the gate? And they may have to, and they won't be the only team to do this, they may have to overpay here pretty quick to get some of that pitching, because everybody's going to be in the marketplace tonight.
It only took 99 days, but it's done. New collective bargaining agreement. Man, I hope it's real. I guess they wouldn't. Yeah, they wouldn't have announced this, right?
No,
I mean,
no.
If it's not going to get done.
Yeah, and when they put the international draft off until July, that told you that they must have thought that was the real only big issue that was between them and an agreement. And so when they did that, that kind of told you that they must be pretty close, because to remove that must have been, if that's the only issue you got and you can fill in the blanks on the rest, they did minimum salaries and some of that stuff. It must have been fairly easy to get the rest of it done at this point.
Maxie, will you come back, join us with maybe a few quick updates if there's anything new at 4:45, your normal slot?
You got it.
Awesome. Thanks, Maxie. Appreciate
the
update.
Paul. You bet.
Ah, some good news. And we want to hear from you. We'll sprinkle in your comments throughout the show. You can call us. You can text us. You can FedEx us. Snail mail? No, maybe not snail mail. Anyway, the number to call, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Are you excited? We'll get your comments next. Okay, maybe it's a coping skill, but I am so happy that Major League Baseball and the Players Union reached a tentative agreement. If you didn't hear the news, there will be baseball. A complete season, 162 games, tentatively opening day, April 7th. Not sure if that will be a home opener or on the road, but there will be baseball. 9-inning doubleheaders. This season, no man on second in extra inning games, and apparently the free agency begins tonight. I'm thrilled. Look, we're dealing with layers of stress, about a 17-inch accumulation of stress between everything that's happening in the world. To me, it's reassuring that there will be baseball. It's a wonderful tradition, and of course, we are your Twins channel, so we are extra happy that the Twins will be on CCO. DJ, your reaction?
Well, yeah, I'm certainly thrilled that we're going to have baseball for many reasons. I'm a huge fan, and also it's a big part of what we do here at the station, so I'm thrilled. You know, we've talked a lot about normal over the last couple of years, and normal's hard to define, right? But to me, having a spring full of baseball in person, live, unmasked, at Target Field, to me, that might define normal more than anything.
Yep.
And, are we fully back to normal? Well, no, I guess not. There's always things in the world, but this is a good sign that at least in this area, we're back to normal. We can sit outside on a beautiful spring evening and watch some baseball.
Yeah, well said.
What do you think about the move back to 9-inning doubleheaders and eliminating the runner at second in extra innings? It's going to extend games even longer than they already are.
Yeah, I don't quite understand that, because I thought one of the concerns with Major League Baseball, well, every sport, is our dwindling attention spans, right? If something doesn't happen within 5 or 10 minutes, I'm going to check my phone.
Yeah.
Maxie made reference to that. So I don't really grasp the nuance of why it is the way it is, but I'm just happy it's back.
Yeah.
Warts and all.
Yeah, yeah. I'm also curious to see, you know, there were some other things that were rumored about the playoff structure and a universal DH and other items like that. So I don't know. I haven't seen if some of those issues will be addressed here as well. But, yeah, it looks like, again, we'll have baseball in under a month here.
Under a month. April 7th. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, hey, let's celebrate the victories, the small victories, the big victories. Masks are coming off. No, we're not back to normal, but we can see normal, can kind of feel normal, and baseball is part of that sense of normalcy. So, you know, between that, 50s next week, we could be 60 next Wednesday. My hope is that Minnesotans have a little spring in their step here. And that said, the news is still bleak coming out of Ukraine, where, you know, citizens are fighting for their lives. They're fighting to defend their homeland from Russian invaders. Yesterday, you may have heard, a maternity and children's hospital in southern Ukraine was hit by shelling. At least three people died, including one child. The UN is following up. And they went on record saying that healthcare facilities, hospitals, healthcare workers should not ever, ever be a target. There are increased calls for an international effort to investigate potential war crimes committed by Russian forces in Ukraine. Zelensky said that the bombing was proof of a genocide. Volodymyr Zelensky. So, we'll see. The other thing that caught my eye, the British Undersecretary for Armed Forces said that NATO may be forced to intervene if Russia uses chemical weapons in Ukraine. Unless the British government rows back on this position, the Western Alliance may be setting out its own red line if chemicals are used as they were used in Syria. Goldman Sachs leaving Russia, the first big U.S. bank to do so. And it's more than oil. We should get somebody on from Cargill, or try to get somebody on from Cargill. Big chunk of the world's wheat comes from Ukraine. In fact, Ukraine and Russia provide 30% of the world's wheat exports. And for American farmers, there may be an incentive to increase their wheat and corn production at least this year to take advantage of higher grain prices. But fuel and fertilizer costs will be higher. I paid $4.40 for gas, by the way, filled up this morning. $4.40. That's regular, not the fancy stuff.
Sheesh. Yeah, that's wild. $4.40. Ugh. I mean, the thing is, it sounds so high, but we'll be there in a couple weeks if this keeps up.
Yeah. Hey, little trivia question. Who's the world's largest producer of oil and natural gas?
Who's the world's largest producer? Well, yeah. I mean, I think I'd go with the obvious answer of Saudi Arabia.
You would be wrong.
Really? Okay. Who
is it? The United States of America.
Really?
Since 2018,
okay,
we have been the biggest producer,
wow,
of oil,
wow,
and natural gas.
Yeah. Okay. What percentage of the world's stock does it say?
In 2020, that's the latest data that we have, the U.S. produced 18.6 million barrels per day. 18.6 million barrels per day. Saudi Arabia, second at 10.8 million barrels per day. Then Canada, 5.2, and China 4.8. But here's the thing. Ever since Congress lifted the ban on oil exports in 2015, all American drilled oil and some of our natural gas have shown up on the international market. So just because it's drilled or fracked in the United States doesn't mean it's only for our consumption. The oil majors are putting it on the global market. And, you know, it's supply and demand. Whoever pays the highest price gets the oil. So it's weird. We are competing with Europe. We are competing with other nations around the world for our own oil, which, again, it's a free market, right? We haven't nationalized the oil supply.
Yeah. Well, and that's what the global economy we've created in the last number of decades allows us to do with oil and every other product. I mean, it's a global market, and if your product is worth something, somebody around the globe will buy it.
And even if we drill new new wells for oil today, that oil will not reach the market for 6 to 12 months. So there's a lag time. And it's up to the Exxons and the Shells and the BP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And the Chevrons to want to invest. But right now they're making, you know, record profits. Some people think the price of a barrel of oil could go up to $250, $300. Now it's at about $130, $140, but it's going up. So, and largely in response to the invasion of Ukraine and the uncertainty in the markets. So, are you looking for a new gig? And if you're a business owner, are you looking for just the right employees? When we come back, a local recruitment expert with some advice on what you should be doing right now. That's next on CCO. Yeah, whoa, kind of sums it up. What's that old proverb? May you live in interesting times? I don't think it's a compliment. These are interesting times. And what worked in 2019 may not work in 2022, especially if you're looking for a new gig or if you're an employer trying to attract great talent. Expectations have changed during this pandemic, and we've got a lot of questions. I have some questions for Paige Batcha. She is a recruiter and executive search expert at Verseek. Paige, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Where are you? Are you here in the cities?
I am here in the cities in our beautiful building right off of Louisiana on 394 in St. Louis Park.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, great to have your perspective. And I want to start with a question that I think is on the mind of a lot of people right now. If you're young and you're full of vim and vigor, you're looking for a new job, expectations have changed, right? I mean, younger employees are looking for flexibility. They're looking for a sense of purpose. What does your company stand for? Are you making the world a better place? What are you seeing, and has there been a real shift when it comes to expectations for young people entering the workforce?
Absolutely. And you hit on a lot of the key elements that young individuals are looking for as they enter the workplace. They really do want a mission and purpose in the hours that they spend at work. We spend a lot of our time at the workplace, and to ensure that every hour we're spending here is changing the world and impacting our community, and it's fulfilling them. And that is, it means different things to different people. So from an employer perspective, really getting creative in terms of how they showcase their culture and the mission of the company of which they work for.
Okay. And a hybrid approach? I mean, are young people now, after the pandemic, sort of expecting to be able to work from home?
There is an expectation of having flexibility, but I would really encourage individuals to really just lay out expectations, as well as employers to lay out expectations, and to know that it takes conversation and transparent dialogue as to whether this will be a match. Not every interview that you walk into is going to be the best fit. and that's okay. And not every candidate that you interview is going to be the best fit. And again, that's okay. But taking those as learnings as you move on to your next interview.
Okay. I see that college enrollment is down, wondering if that's a blip or a trend, but it seems increasingly a lot of younger people not seeing the return on investment with a college degree, and they want to avoid mountains of debt. We've all, you know, heard the horror stories of people with tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt. What are you seeing, Paige?
Yeah, so college enrollment is down, and I'm seeing a lot of them within the non-professional type field, more of the liberal arts studies. And, you know, it is taking the experience of an individual and being able to fulfill that in what would traditionally be a four-year college degree. And, you know, when I am talking to candidates and seeing a resume, I want the employers to really allow a candidate to tell their story and not just look at a resume and pass them over for lack of a four-year degree. There is a true story behind every resume, and so allowing an individual to tell their story is imperative to finding the right fit.
Okay. So how has hiring changed in the last 2 years? What are employers looking for that maybe has shifted since the onset of the pandemic?
Yeah, so employers are looking for strong team players, really willing to roll up their sleeves and give it everything they have in the benefit of the team. They're looking for individuals who have a positive attitude, optimistic. It is amazing what that attitude can bring to not only just a department and a team, but an organization as a whole. And so employers are looking for those types of individuals to come on board to really lift the spirits of the organization.
But how does that come through in a traditional resume? I mean, whether it's a paper resume you hand somebody or something on LinkedIn, that's where the face-to-face comes in. Do you recommend going above and beyond a traditional resume and writing a letter explaining why you think you are the best fit for this position?
So that's one approach. But what I would recommend is enlisting an advocate. So Verseek is an advocate for our candidates. We meet with our candidates, we understand their story, and we in turn are able to tell their story to the client. So having somebody in your corner that knows what you are searching for, as well as knowing that we understand the culture of the client as well, having that is a huge advantage in finding the right fit.
Paige, what are the biggest mistakes, maybe the top mistake that employers make when they're searching for talent, they're searching for people, and what's the biggest mistake that potential employees, people seeking new jobs make?
Yeah, so an employer makes the biggest mistake when they are trying to put a square in a round hole. They're trying to make somebody fit into a role rather than ensuring that the individual is the right fit for the role and asking more of those intangible type questions about what type of management style do you take to best and what type of culture do you flourish in best and, you know, what do you need to be successful here? Asking those questions, you can learn a lot about how that individual is going to add value to your organization. And it goes for the flip side as well. The candidates and employees really need to be asking those questions about what does your organization do to support me and other individuals within there as a whole person? Because it really is about work-life integration rather than work-life balance.
Wow, a lot to unpack there, and I really appreciate you stepping up and joining us today on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you so much, Paige Batcha, recruiter, executive search expert at Verseek. Pray for spring. It's coming, Paige.
Thank you so much for having me, and I will pray for spring.
We've earned it this year. Thank you, Paige. I appreciate you very much.
Thank you, likewise.
All right, you bet. When we come back, Mountain Dew like you've never seen it, and a word of warning about alcohol and shrinking brains. Oh, my God. Really, Paul? You're going to depress us now? That's all coming up next.
Yesterday, McDonald's announced they were temporarily closing all of their locations in Russia. That unleashed a frenzy of panic buying. Just look at all the people lining up to get their last taste of special sauce. And with the Golden Arches closing down, Russians are going to have to settle for their local chain, McDostoevsky's. Home of their kids' meal, the Box of Sadness. Ba-da-ba-ba-da. Life's meaningless.
It looks like we're going to be 11.
I'm loving it. I am loving it. Okay. Thank you, Stephen Colbert. Yeah. Over 800 McDonald's closed in Russia. And good for McDonald's for shutting down in Russia. I think 8-9% of their revenue comes from Russia. So they took a hit in doing the right thing.
And, Starbucks doing the same thing?
Yeah, I believe so. I don't know what percentage revenue comes from Russia, but companies are doing the right thing, most of them. Anyway, I know, look, DJ, listeners know that you love your Mountain Dew, and you're pretty excited about this new breakthrough with Mountain Dew, aren't you?
Listeners know that I love Taco Bell and Mountain Dew, and you love them as well, and just won't admit it when Lori's around, which is fine. But, yeah, look, there's been a rash of, hard sodas and seltzers, and everybody's got some sort of new alcoholic, beverage like that, and I've tried a few, and at the end of the day, I go, I'm fine with a normal beer or wine or something like that. But this one caught my attention. Soon, you will be able to get boozy Mountain Dew. That's right. You can get your Mountain Dew with 5% alcohol in it. And it's one of those things where, I don't think it's going to be good necessarily, but I'm going to go try some. I mean, I can't not. That's it's like a junior high Dave's dream someday to be drinking boozy Mountain Dew. And
You're going to be able to pull up to the drive-thru?
Well, no, I don't think you can get it. There are some Taco Bells where you can get, boozy Mountain Dew. But no, these are sold in liquor stores. You can buy it comes in a can.
So go down to Haskell's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And it comes in Baja Blast and then a normal and a few other flavors. There'll be a zero-calorie version as well, so you can get your boozy diet Mountain Dew, I guess. I don't know why you would bother.
At that point, why bother? Really? Well, and look, everything in moderation.
Sure.
Except for moderation. And I don't like talking about shrinkage, but I do want to issue a shrinking brain alert. There's a new study out. Moderate consumption of alcohol. Mm-hmm. That means one drink a day for women, up to two drinks a day for men, is associated with a reduction in brain volume. Your brain actually shrinks. And look, your brain naturally shrinks as you age. But it shrinks faster the more alcohol you drink. They did MRIs. They took brain scans, MRIs of 36,000 middle-aged adults in the UK, and they compared the scans with their reported alcohol intake. The more they drank, the faster their brains shrunk.
Wow.
Or is it shrank?
Shrank? Shrunk? I don't know.
I would know the answer to that, but brain has shrunk.
I was say, were you in this study?
I should have been.
Then the question for you, Paul, is now that we know these two facts, that Mountain Dew now has boozy Mountain Dew and alcohol can make your brain shrink, next week for the happy hour, if I bring in some boozy Mountain Dews, will you crack one just for the happy hour and taste it?
I'm sorry, I was distracted. Did you have a question for me?
Small brain.
Yes, of course I'll try it.
Small brain over there. I thought it was how wrinkly your brain was that made you smarter, though. You don't want to be a smooth brain, right?
I don't know. I think the people with smaller brains have more fun. It's just a theory.
Have more fun.
Right?
Yeah. You just can't remember all the fun they had.
Because we don't know we're stupid. We don't know, and we don't care. Just enjoy your life.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't drink that much, but am I going to cut back? I'll have a couple of drinks a week. You have a couple a day, don't you? Right after the show, you hit the bar.
Yeah, no. Of coffee, I do.
Drown your troubles. All right. We'll be back. Jordana, next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.